He's head coach of the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Family of the show, Jeff Collins, joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show. And Coach, what are you doing during these new protocols? More push-ups, more sit-ups, more film review?
Well, anybody that's following us, me or any of our coaching staff on social media, we're all in on the doing the home workouts that Luke Corral, our head strength coach, is providing the team. Obviously, we can't make it mandatory for the players. But the coaches, we've got a young, energetic coaching staff that is doing the workouts too, and posting them to social media and all those kind of things. And obviously taking care of our families and making sure everybody's safe and healthy and following the protocols that are being advised to all of us, and making sure everybody's safe and sound is the first priority. But then all those unbelievable strength gains and weight gains that we made this off season, just trying to continue to motivate and inspire our guys to keep those gains coming.
What is the biggest concern for you? Is it working out and having your players continue to work out, being that they can't come into the facility and they're pretty much on their own to make sure they stay physically ready for the rigors of the college football world?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously the first and foremost priority is the health and safety and well-being of everybody. But then, we challenged our guys when we got back in January that as a football program, we needed to gain 10 pounds per man moving forward to go into this next season. And we had made some unbelievable gains. And if you came out and watched us during spring practice, we just looked physically completely transformed than we had from the roster that we inherited. Now, obviously, it was the second smallest roster physically in college football, and our strength staff has done a great job developing the gains and getting our guys bigger, faster, stronger. When we first got here, there were three people in our organization that could bench press 225 20 times or more, and one of those was our 188-pound strength coach. A year later, we've got six guys on the team that can do 225 30 times, and over half the team can do it 20 times. So just the gains of attitude, strength, size has been significant, and, hopefully we can continue that while we're apart.
Coach, is it reasonable to think that maybe some guys probably lose a little bit of strength and lose a little bit of that weight, meaning that wherever their background is from and the resources available, that they might can't get to a gym or might not can't keep up what they started or what they gained in the offseason or the beginning of the offseason?
Yeah, and absolutely. That is a concern. We're very diligent and constant communication with all of our guys. There's about 20 to 21 guys that were on that list that needed to really put on a lot of good weight, and they were well on track while we were together. We were able to send them a 10-pound care package of food and snacks and, protein. So that's, hopefully will help supplement what they're getting at home. And the NCAA and the ACC is working out how we get the meal stipends and their the meals that they had for on their the cafeterias, the dining halls, being able to supplement that cash back to them. They're still working on that process to do it the right way, but hopefully we can do anything we can to help the student athletes stay safe and healthy and strong during this.
Georgia Tech head football coach Jeff Collins joining us here on the Home Team and Hamilton show here on the Sports X. What is the communication you're having with your coaches? I mean, this is different for all of us, a unique situation. And you guys being in a business where you have to teach, you have to coach, but you also have a regimen. Now that regimen is a little bit different, what is the communication with you and your coaching staff?
So here's the cool thing about how we've built our culture, how we've built our staff. We've got a bunch of young, energetic, technologically savvy coaches on our staff. And really this even goes back to the 2 years prior when we were in Philadelphia at Temple University. We've got so many different group messages, so many different threads and different communication pieces that are already in place that we constantly use anyway. And so I think we're better equipped than most college football programs where we are constantly communicating throughout the year in different ways that we don't all have to be in the same room to be effective. Well, now we're scattered. We're across the country. We're not seeing each other face-to-face every day. But really, a lot of the things haven't changed because we're already pre-designed to be able to communicate the way we do. And so I think it gives us a added benefit that, you know, we've already got the systems in place. It's how we communicate. It's how we, you know, disseminate information from each other, motivate each other. And I've probably got 13 different group texts that I'm in and have been in. And I just go through each one throughout the day, you know, with key points and motivation and, you know, those kind of things. So it's been really good.
Coach, do you reach out to, like, your former colleagues, maybe friends out there in the coaching business in college just to, you know, pick their brains? Obviously not anybody you're going to play this year or anything sure. of that nature, just to kind of see what they're doing, how they're – I know you really trust your guys in-house to be creative and brainstorm, but do you reach out and try to get some ideas from some of your colleagues in football to see, you know, how they're kind of adjusting?
So, absolutely, we do. Matt Rhule, the new head coach of the Carolina Panthers, is one of my closest friends. We talk almost every single day. But the cool thing about my last 20 years of my college football career, I've been able to be blessed with some great relationships. And a lot of those I've actually been able to hire on our current staff. And so the people that I would reach out for counsel, the people that I would reach out for motivation, inspiration, all those things, actually workforce at Georgia Tech. And so that's a really cool thing for me to have so many people that I trust, I love, and, you know, are able to tell me the truth and help navigate this thing the best way possible. It's a really cool deal. Joe, you've been around us.
Yes.
Our relationships are real. They're deep. And it translates into our relationships with our players. The love, the care, the trust, all of those things that we've built for the last 14, 16 months prepare us better than most college football programs to handle this kind of separation in a positive way.
Yeah, Coach, this next question for me is, you know, very, it hit home very hard in this aspect of tutoring. I know there's probably a question for academic advisor, but I know how heavily involved you are in all aspects of your program. What happens when a student athlete now is probably struggling in a particular, you know, course or, you know, a subject?
Sure.
And how do we go about now trying to get them that help, whereas all they have to do is go up on the third floor and get that help?
Yeah.
How's those type of things working out?
Absolutely. And that's a big piece of what we're doing. So last week we were on spring break. This week is kind of an intermittent, whatever the word is, period. The guys start back to school on Monday. And you went to Georgia Tech, and it is an unbelievable institution, top five in the country and all these things. Well, historically, Georgia Tech has been a brick and mortar. You're going to go sit in the classroom. You're going to have face-to-face contact with your professors. And there's not really been a lot of online components like there are at a lot of other places. Well, now we're going into a virtual academic setting where the guys are going to be on the computer, on their laptops, on their iPads that we bought them, going to class that way. Tutoring sessions, study hall sessions are going to be held in the same manner. So we've been going through this week, making sure everybody's got a really good setup, making sure they've got a secure connection with good bandwidth and speed. For them to be able to live in this virtual academic world. All the coaches, we're all working from home. So we've been taking pictures of our home office setups, sharing them with our players. They've been having to share their setups back to us so that we know exactly the kind of environment they're going to have in place to handle this new world of academics in a virtual setting at Georgia Tech. So we leave no stone unturned. With the development of our players, with the academic success of our players, and the relationships that we continue to build every single day. So I think that's a key piece to it.
What units are you excited about next year, Coach? You have a lot of open book that can be filled in. Are there units that excite you, and where and who are you looking to excite you from a leadership and execution point of view?
Yes, people have been asking what's the situation evaluation piece since we only got six spring practices in, and where how are you going to be behind in that manner making decisions or developing guys? And my answer is always the way we make our team is in January, February, and the parts of March before we even get to spring practice. The off-season conditioning that we do, the workout setups that we do really make our team. So I've seen what I need to see from a character, effort, accountability, mindset piece that makes me feel really good about where the program is. And, you know, the program from the first spring practice a year ago to 343 days later when we had our first spring practice this year, the Georgia Tech football program looks completely different. The size gains, the strength gains, the recruiting piece. It was the second highest rated class in Georgia Tech history. Eight of them are already on campus. Two of them are quarterbacks, and Joe Hamilton is a great quarterback and a legend of our program. But we brought in 2 6'4" elite quarterbacks that have done really, really well in this offseason and hopefully can follow in the steps of Joe Ham moving forward, leading this program.
Joe Ham was 6'4" on game day, Coach. We've went back and pulled some of those.
He was 6'10" on game day.
I'm a big fan. We were joking around a couple of weeks ago. I am a big fan. I really want to see what this kid is going to be able to do. Antonius Clayton being able to get out there. And I was joking with Joe. I already gave him a nickname. You're supposed to earn a nickname. I said I was going to give him the nickname Stank. He's somebody that quarterbacks don't want on him, and you can't get him off.
So he and I were texting all last night, and I can't wait. The second we get off the phone, I'm dropping that on him the second this phone call is over with. But, yes, so I've known Antonio since he was 16 years old. I recruited him to come play for us at the University of Florida. He was the number one ranked defensive end in the country, and you know, just excited that he's here. You know, obviously the NCAA didn't let him play last year, but how he handled it, the work that he put in, who he is as a person, who he is as a teammate, as a leader, as a father. He lives in married housing here on campus, and he's just a special young man with an unbelievable new nickname.
That's what I told home team. I said, hey, we can't give him a nickname, and we can't put it on him until he accepts it. So maybe he'll accept it.
Hey, I'll get that approved. I'll get that approved in the next 12 minutes.
Coach, your family, your wife and your daughter, they must be very, very ecstatic of having you home a little bit more, huh?
Yes, it's a cool thing. Even though we're going through a trying time in our nation's history, and, you know, obviously want everybody to be healthy and safe and all those kind of things. One of the unique things that's happened is for the last 10 nights, we've actually sat down at the dinner table and had a meal. I've got my in-laws here with us. My mom is here, so our daughter has, you know, all of her grandparents here. And we've sat down at dinner. We play games at night. Do puzzles. It's you know, even though it's trying circumstances, you know, the silver lining is that we're spending a lot of time together. Joe, I don't know if you saw the mustache I've been rocking.
Yes. Coaches. But, is that a challenge, Coach?
So I just every time we have a little break, spring break or summer, I always do something facial hair wise, and I just know this. If the only thing that's annoying my wife is my facial hair, this awful mustache, I'm doing something right. So that's how I can judge if I'm being a good dude and a good husband and a good father and not being too annoying, is all she worries about is the mustache, and I'm straight.
Lastly for me, Coach, At the quarterback position, you're in a part of your coaching career where everybody can earn everything. You know, you have an opportunity for young men to come in and earn whatever position is available, including the quarterback position. Give us your opinions on what you expect that quarterback battle to look like this year and how it may be different from what went on last year.
Right. Well, absolutely. And the thing, and I told him from day one, we got back in January, I was fortunate. I know Dak Prescott has been in the news almost 24 hours a day the last couple of days. But I was blessed to be with him for 4 years at Mississippi State. And, you know, him and Joe Hamm are the two best I've ever been around. But I just tell the guys, you know, I expect you to be like Dak Prescott. And what Dak Prescott was, when I coached him in Mississippi State, he was the greatest teammate. He was the greatest leader. He was the hardest worker. He had the most accountability. He did everything the way it was supposed to be done. He had energy. He had passion. He had leadership, all of those things. And it's a high standard. I get it. But, you know, as you know, this being going into my fourth year as a head coach, the person that's going to command the offense and be the focal point of the team, right, wrong, or indifferent, that's just the nature of that position. He's got to embody everything that we believe in as a culture, everything that we believe as a football program has to be encapsulated, you know, intrinsically in that person. And it might be a couple of them because they're doing really, really good job with it. But there's some really, really talented guys. I think, you know, Tucker Gleason and Jeff Sims have just added the intensity and the level of preparedness and the work ethic to Jordan Yates and to James Graham. And it's a really good room, and excited to see that continue when we finally get back together.
Yeah, and from afar, Coach, I love what I'm hearing and talking to Coach Patinode about those guys having a healthy competition within that room. It's not that they are rooting against each other and want somebody to fail. It's all for the betterment of the team, and when you get that, all of a sudden that room is elevated to it. It really doesn't matter who comes out on top.
There's no doubt. And the cool thing, the way we set it up with recruiting, is all of them have a little different flavor and a little different twist to their game. And I think when you're building a program, you need to have that throughout each position. You don't want everybody to be a cookie cutter image in the exact same mold. You want a different little flair at the tight end position, at the different receiver spots. Because if all you have is a bunch of exactly the same, you know, there's going to be a backlog of who can contribute and the different ways they can help the team have success. And I think we have that at that position. It's really cool.
Well, Coach, we thank you for your time. You know, everybody around the nation and Jacket Nation certainly waiting for the all clear or for things to loosen up, and certainly everybody is going to be listening to the experts. But a lot of excitement that you not only brought but continue to keep up here in the city, and we're looking forward to a great second season and looking forward to quarterbacks not being able to keep stank off of them.
And Legends of the Flats Day was supposed to be Saturday, Joe.
Yep.
Once we get preseason camp schedule set, I'm going to do that during preseason so we can get all the greats that have played in the white and gold back on campus and around our guys the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely, Coach. As soon as let me know, and we'll get the word out there, and we'll be there.
Thank you for your time, Coach. We'll catch up down the road, and be safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.